been on in Trenton, New Jersey for a long time. So that's what's going to... I need another one.
Does that mean you're on now, or...
No, you know what it means? I was looking for something that was a verbalized pause. Hi to the people listening to 1450 KMMS. I just was eating all those brownies.
Another one, huh?
Mm, yes. Hi to the folks listening on KHNU in Hilo, Hawaii.
Ooh, aloha.
You know they carry our program 12 hours a day?
Oh, my gosh, really?
Wow.
Yep. They carry all the 6 hours, the live first 6 hours, and they play it over again to be in Morning Drive to replace America's Morning Snooze. Hmm. So... And I'm happy to be there talking about what's going on in the world.
Hawaiians
are
great. They're relaxed.
Yes, they are. I want to. It's time for another trip to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to get...
Let's go.
Kenny's ready. All right, maybe we'll arrange that as a listener benefit after I dig myself out of a few problems this fall. Maybe we'll do it this winter, Kenny. How's that for a deal? 888-302-3684 always connects you with us. Jennifer Horn. And Kenny, Richie is under the weather because of his treatment. Roberta, I think, is going to be back hopefully soon because I want to get back to the Queen of Cheap Report. Chef Louis DeAngelis with us later in the hour with his recipe of the week and some discussions about food. For example, there's a story today at DougStephan.com about a Chicago restaurant that is stirring up some controversy over their latest creation. We will talk about the creation. Talk about how you make it, and whether or not it is going to be something you'll be intrigued with. It may be something you'll find heretical. What is it? If you're a heretic, then it could be blasphemous too. But isn't if you're a heretic, aren't you heretical?
Sure.
You could be. Well, if you're a theorist, you're a theoretical. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're a radical, you're a radical. Just a rad. All right. Enough of that. Some of the other things that are going on here as we continue to focus on what's going on around the world. Russia has agreed to the UN demand for Syria to stop blocking humanitarian aid to Syrian civilians. The people running Syria are so stupid that they look this in the eye. This is a way to help. If you want to look good in the public's eye around the world, wouldn't you think you'd have as much help coming in to help the people who have been displaced? But no, they were too stupid for that until the Russians said, hey, smarten up and take all of these things that are coming and make yourself...
When did the Russians become like the...
The good guys.
The moderators of the world?
Mm. They're trying. Mr. Putin is trying dramatically to upstage Mr. Obama, even though he's 2 feet shorter, and is. I mean, I think he's a racist. I think he just doesn't like Obama because he's black. There's a lot of that. Oh, there's a lot of that in Russia. You didn't know that? Russia is a very racist society. What's the matter with you, Stern? Come in here. Come on. All right, Paul Stern, ladies and gentlemen, sit in front of the microphone. You won't be able to hear anything because you've done such a terrible job engineering the studio that nobody can hear.
Well, no, I find this conversation a little bit problematic.
How's that, Paul?
Well, you're dealing with controversial issues.
No, we're not supposed to deal with controversy. This is a good day's
talking
show.
About stuff that could perhaps maybe...
All right, so the last time you got calls about something we said on the program was what?
I have gotten calls.
What did you get
about your program,
what?
Doug.
So tell us what the calls are.
We're
on 6 different channels at CRN Digital here, right?
You made a comment about there couldn't be, an upscale mall in Kenya.
No, that's true. I said that. Yes.
Well, and that upset some people because they just assumed that you were kind of inferring that...
They think I'm a racist because the malls are lousy in Kenya?
Well, no.
What do they know? Ask them in return what they knew about the malls in Kenya?
They told me.
Right. They told you what? They've been there?
They've seen them? Doug, I finally...
You apologized for something that I said?
I apologized on your behalf.
Jennifer, can you take Paul out to the woodshed and tell him not to apologize for things that...
Yes, there's a water tower above the station.
There's a water tower up there. Take him up to the... Take Stern up to the water tower. Perfect. All right, what are the complaints you get about this program? Come on, fess up. Let's go. Paul's in charge of operations at the CRN Digital Networks. Come on, I want to know what other problems you're getting from carrying this program.
We don't get a lot of complaints. I'm just saying from time to time.
But you inferred that you were getting a lot of complaints to me.
When I came in here, you said we had a lot of complaints about this. No, there had been, I guess, several complaints, particularly about the comment about the...
There aren't good malls in... You might find some in Cairo, and you might find some in a couple of cities in what do you call it on the other side? When my mind just left. What's the country in northwestern Africa?
Sangala.
No, it's Sangala. It begins with an A. What is Morocco. Morocco? What's the matter with me? There are five really big cities in Morocco.
I think the point being that maybe you didn't clarify yourself well enough to the point where the caller
I had talked
got
about
the idea that you knew something about perhaps maybe
I got a lot of emails about this, too. Some woman sent me an email, as a matter of fact, that I read on the air that said that I was really all kinds of bad because I had made reference to having been in, I went to along the Horn of Africa. I was in Eritrea. I was in Kenya.
That's my African cousin, the Horn of Africa.
Right. There's Ethiopia, Eritrea, Kenya, and let's see, what's next to that? There's used to be Rhodesia. I forget what the country is now. But those countries, you start on the eastern side of Africa, right where the Horn, you know, the Horn's no relation to the Horn family, of course, but the Horn of Africa, and you come around, and there are some pretty backward countries there.
Well, that's another comment that's going to cause some problems.
But it's true. What am I supposed to say? That's a wonderful place, a horrible place.
In comparison to what?
Here.
Here. Thank you.
Anyway.
Yes, Rich. I'm glad to hear that you're there.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here for you.
Are you going to approach this from my point of view or somebody else's?
I would just think that since Kenya gets a lot of tourists who go on safari,
yeah,
that there would be
an upscale,
some kind of upscale.
Well, but upscale is defined for them. It's upscale. For us, it is not upscale. That was the point I was making. It is not an upscale. There's not a needless markup. There's not a Bloomingdale's.
Here's what you need to learn.
Do you know that for a fact?
Yeah, I've been there.
Paul, here's what you need to learn.
Paul doesn't have headphones on.
Yeah, okay. Because he doesn't have the studio engineer.
Tell Paul, and this is going to be fun having
I'm
you.
I'm going to relate what Richie is saying to you, okay. Paul. Yeah, go ahead.
People always misunderstand you. Isn't that right, Doug?
Understand me? People
they
don't understand
hear
me.
What you really mean.
They do
mean.
Not hear what I really am saying or mean. Right.
That's
Richie,
exactly.
Thank you,
and that's what you have to tell them,
I have
Paul.
To tell people right away, you may hear something that you don't understand. Call for clarification. 888-302-36. So next time this happens, Paul.
Ask for Michael. He likes it.
Yeah, ask for Mike. When you call, ask for Michael or for Rich.
Right.
No, I think the clarification is that in addition to being a great talk show host,
thank you.
Doug Steffen is also an expert on design of a mall.
Kenyan
mall.
Mall
design.
Listen to that.
Yeah, or design of a radio studio like this one.
Nice headphones.
All right, what else? You got any other complaints?
No,
McFadden's here now. McFadden loves to complain about what I do.
No more complaints. No more complaints.
Until when? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
I get them every day. I just get tired of passing them on.
Really? Is that it?
Yeah, on the filter.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I will say that Paul was upset about the shopping mall. He did bring it to my attention.
I know
he
did.
Called,
he wouldn't have said something to me. He was, yeah.
Let me see if I can find the most recent one.
Yeah, let's see if we can replay some of that.
Why are we doing this?
Let's replay.
He's had a hard day. My gosh.
I've had a hard week.
He's had a hard week.
All right, what's the matter with you?
What I originally thought was going to happen on the farm has been rescinded, and so I'm
in
a jam, yeah. Anyway, that's a story for another day. Meanwhile, I'm talking about Addis Ababa, which is in Ethiopia. You knew that, Paul,
bless
right?
You.
Okay.
Here's an email about debating you on whether your philosophy that the furloughed employees will get double pay.
Really? People are upset about what I said about furloughed employees?
What
is it to be upset
disagrees.
About? They ought not to be. Well, she can disagree all she wants. That's what this conversation's about.
Here's one that just says, hey, I think it's time to throw out the anchors, Richie, on Doug. You know what I mean.
What does that mean? I think that's cryptic.
Anchors away, my boy.
Then she replies,
she thinks I've gone off the deep end.
I shouldn't
that's
even suggest anything. He sometimes just makes my brow furrow.
Really?
Yeah.
But you know what? I get her to think.
Yes, you do.
And that's really the idea here. Whether what I say is right or wrong, or whether it's true or false,
I've set up a
the
whole,
idea is to get people to think.
I've set up a whole inbox for, yeah.
Complaints?
For just funny things when people are like, Doug.
Ugh. Well, that's we have more and more stations. I got that station in Trenton. The guy in Hawaii is going to carry us for 12 hours a day. It gives more people a chance to listen.
Congress thinking over a 4-day work week. You know how Doug embellishes stories.
What? Congress was thinking about a 4-day work week. There were plenty of discussions about that.
I call
on the
bull,
floor.
She says
she can call bull all she wants to. Bull, you love it when you love catching me. Richie, here's what happens behind the scenes, folks. When McFadden is in the studio, the control room at our originating network is Radio America in Washington. That's where Richie is. And so when I'm doing off on a spiel, he goes to Snopes or Wikipedia or someplace where he hopes he can find something to embarrass me or say, hey, Doug, you're wrong. You know, Kenny knows that I'm wrong. He never says anything.
Right.
He doesn't bring it to my attention.
Here's my job.
Your job is to make me look good.
Many of the people out there listening also know you're wrong.
So what?
He's a good employee.
He is a good employee.
Yes, boss.
Yeah, right. That's right. Roberta and Kenny are the perfect, the ideal employees, because they always say, yes, boss. Whereas Jennifer is always after me. Richie loves it when I make a mistake or tell.
I love it when I make a mistake.
You do.
I'm
you
the
love
guy
it.
That has to go behind you and clean up your poop.
It. So call Stern.
And make it
then.
So people don't leave
call
the show
Stern.
With the wrong information.
Call Stern. If you got a problem, just call Stern. Let him. Give
just,
him some ammunition.
This inbox that I have, I'm just going to forward to Stern's inbox.
And now all the complaints go to Stern.
He's
that's
our complaint
it.
Department Perfect. On the Doug Stephan Good News.
That's right. Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Stop complaining and enjoy what you're getting here. It's much better product than what you had before. Those of you who are snoozing to the news, it's just a much better way of you, and that's very biased from my point of view.
Yeah.
And this is, by the way, the end Agreed. Of the 25th year this week. End of the 25th year of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Start 26th year next week. So anything different? We'll have to wait and see 19 after on Good Day.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood. New bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo. New laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's two-day fall favorite sale Friday and Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Ooh-ha, good pop music time. Better as we listen more to CCR, number one during this week in 1970.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down and take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing.
One of the great, great pop rock bands of the era, I think. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Man, did they have it. They had it. Late 60s to mid-70s, they just had it.
They were kind of a mess.
Well, the people in the band were a mess, but the music was great. They were all coked out, drugged out. Notice that the people are usually the best. People that are coked out, drunk up all the time create some of the best music.
Wow.
Yeah.
It brings out their creativity, man.
Alright, so that's
the Fogerty Brothers. I mean, it's just a sad story.
It's a sad story. But they were a great, both of them were great. Alright, anyway, CCR were the Fogertys, Looking Out My Back Door, number one in the charts during this week in 1970. Another tune that's come to my attention that I'd forgotten all of. I haven't heard this for a long, long time. And not to get too inside, but we have little musical interludes sometimes. They call them bumps or rejoins or whatever that Richie and his gang create at the network studios. And so they generally try to take a riff or they'll tie a riff together from a pop song that has good instrumental quality to it. And so this, from 10 years after, is a fantastic, not good, but great.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. What a great word that is. I'd love to change the world.
When it gets into the guitar here.
Yeah, the guitar
is a little 60-second.
Well, it's got a, it builds up, though, as it
crescendos.
Crank, it does. You know, starting now.
Population keeps on bleeding. Nation bleeding. Still more bleeding.
Going. That's what's so good about it.
Life is funny. Skies are sunny. Bees make honey. Who needs money?
Who needs money? Don't know about me.
No. Kenny, is this their? This was their only really big hit, I think, wasn't it? 10 years after?
I think so. I can't think of another one.
I can't either. Yeah, it was really good stuff. Early '70s. 10 years after. Okay, so a couple of musical tidbits here that'll help you remember some good parts in your life, hopefully. 26 after the hour. There's a lot of controversy about the Call of Duty, the game makers who have created Call of Duty under the scrutiny of the Red Cross. Normally, I don't pay much attention to the Red Cross, but this is a war crimes, basically a war crimes game. And
it's a war game.
Yeah, but the people at Red Cross want these people to create virtual consequences for the crimes committed by the people playing the game. Here's Ivan Butchka, who's the creative director of the people who are doing these games.
When we were first approached by ICRC with offered to consult on international humanitarian law, my first thought was, wow, we'll learn something new we could put into game. We'll make it more authentic.
We don't want to try to hide reality. We don't want to superficially prevent players from doing something. So it's possible, for example, accidentally hit civilian targets or friendly troopers. So there's no way around it. If you're in a conflict, it just may happen. So, but what we realized is some players just went to the game, to the gun, and just fired at everything that moved. So we felt like this is just not right. And we introduced a simple yet very intuitive mechanism that if you do this, and there are any friendly troops around you, they will attack yourself.
And that...
That wasn't on the game. That was on another training video, and now they're trying to work it into the game.
Yeah. All right, 20 and FDR, thanks for the clarification, Rishi.
Get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage, peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
So, you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck. Except, there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the? And it's hard to say who is more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado. Connected by OnStar. Find new roads.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler. Jennifer Horn is here. We almost are back to full complement. Next week, Roberta will be back, so that'll make it cool. Meanwhile, a lot of things are going on in the world. We have Chef Louis DeAngelis joining us in a few minutes. Stick around for his recipe of the week and another discussion or two or three about relevant food issues and what's going on in the restaurants around the country. Meanwhile, patients, according to a study out this week, Richie, this will mean something to you, although you haven't been in intensive care. You don't have to do that for your treatment for cancer. You're sort of a day patient, right?
Right, outpatient.
Yeah, outpatient. I was in the hospital for a week when they were first trying to figure it out, but it wasn't intensive care, no.
Right. So 80%, according to this overview of what's going on in our nation's hospitals, 80% of patients who have long stays in an intensive care unit show cognitive problems within a year or more. If you spend a week or a month in a, or whatever amount of time, intensive care, what it does is affect your ability to think because of whatever they're doing, often to stabilize you, whatever drugs there are. Many of them are not tested as thoroughly as you might think. They may relieve the problems, the pressures, or the danger of death, but when you look at the overall big picture, this is the first time this has been done, apparently. It doesn't look good for people. Imagine 80% of people who are in intensive care for any length of time suffer some serious cognitive problems. But what do you do? What's the choice? Die or have cognitive problems? Right. That's really what you boil it down to. Those are your choices. You want to die, you'll have no cognitive problems whatsoever if you're dead. I think that speaks probably for itself, doesn't it? Have to go any further with that. All right, Obamacare. I don't call it, I don't even refer to it as the Affordable Health Care Act. I call it the health care, I guess it's the health care bill. Let's see here. Susan wanted to make sure that I had gotten the American Medical Association weighing in on Obamacare or Obama's health care package or the new health care system. This lady says, according to the AMA, allergists are in favor of scratching it. The dermatologists advising not to make any rash moves. The gastroenterologists had sort of a gut feeling about this. But the neurologists thought the administration had a lot of nerve. Meanwhile, obstetricians felt certain everyone was laboring under a misconception, while the ophthalmologists considered the idea short-sighted. Pathologists yelled, "Over my dead body," while pediatricians said, "Oh, grow up." The psychiatrists thought the whole idea was madness, while the radiologists could see right through it. Surgeons decided to wash their hands of the whole thing. And the internist claimed that it would indeed be a bitter pill to swallow. Plastic surgeons opined that the healthcare proposal wouldn't put a whole new face on the matter. Podiatrists thought it was a step forward, but the urologists were pissed off, and anesthesiologists thought the whole idea was a gas. The cardiologist didn't have the heart to say no. In the end, the proctologist won out, having the entire decision up the blank holes in Washington. As an overview from the American, the official word from the American Medical Association, and you heard it here first on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Issue time. Ready? Not
bring
issue.
It.
Issue. 22 minutes before the hour.
I love issues.
I would like to know. I'm normally in my own studio at home. I can move the microphone around because I move my position. I'm not sitting in the same place. But here, everything in the studio, there she is.
Doesn't that sound like a guitar?
Yeah.
It basically is. It's the vibration from the springs. So.
Right. All right. So I was listening to a discussion with a couple of my female friends.
Mm-hmm.
The question was whether or not it's okay for one of these ladies to ask her longtime boyfriend to marry her. He's not asking her. She wants to ask him.
I would say no.
Put yourself in that position, Jennifer. Thank you. You're in a dating situation. You've been going with a guy for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you've maybe talked about getting married. And he's not talking about it. He's talking about it with you, but he's not suggesting, okay, let's see if we can make this permanent.
Right.
Do you go to him and say, will you marry me? And by the way, how does the whole thing, when you go back
like
through,
I
well,
mean,
but
you,
how
you
does
could.
It work? Why does it always up to the men to ask the women to get married? Why
usually when it comes from the women's perspective, it's, you better be putting the ring on my finger or else.
Yeah, I've heard of some women who have asked men to marry them, but I think because by nature men are kind of like the hunter and gatherer type,
really? Yeah.
I think that it would not be a successful union if the woman ask the man to marry him. Now, what I think you could do is say, hey, where are we going? And seriously set up some guidelines saying, you know, if I don't feel like we're going to go in the direction of marriage, it's something I want. And if we don't go into that direction in the next 6 months, I'm probably going to have to get out of here. I think you can do that.
I know somebody who did that, and they're, I don't know, they're pushing 50, and they've been dating for a long time. And she just wanted to know that they were in the long-term committed relationship. She doesn't ever care whether they actually go through with the process, but she just wanted to know. She wanted him to pop the question, give the ring, so that she could just say, okay, we're done.
All right.
We're not
here's,
in this
here's what I want to know. But I want to get, Richie's basically the gorilla here. So if you've been dating Janet for a couple of years, right? Almost 2 years before you married her?
Yes.
Okay. So if you hadn't been asking, would she have asked you? And if she had, what would you have said? Or did you just discuss it and say,
she would not have asked me.
She would not have asked you.
And
would you have lost her then if you didn't ask her?
If it went long enough, I imagine that she would have moved on to something else.
Really? Did she tell you that?
We had a very interesting relationship.
Mm-hmm.
In that we started out as kind of like, okay, we're going on dates. And then we realized that we're just really nothing alike.
Right.
So we just kind of dated just because, you know, I liked her, she liked me.
Was it friends with benefits or not?
Yeah, after a while, yeah. But then,
listen to you.
Well, I don't know whether that's what it was or not.
Yeah, but we were nothing alike. She's a Latina, she likes Latina music, the culture and the whole thing. But the longer we stuck around with each other, the more we realized we were exactly alike.
Uh-huh.
And our morals and our values and our interests. And even though we were so different, we were really exactly alike.
Well,
and that's when we realized we belonged together.
Anybody who saw you walking down the street, although both of your posteriors are about the same size, she has a beautiful...
Oh my gosh. All right, you're making me comfortable.
Oh, she's a beautiful, attractive woman. That's not a bad statement. I
appreciate that. Okay,
yeah, I've told you that before.
That would infer that her butt was as big as mine, and she would deck you for that.
Would she?
Yeah.
But the inference is that it was.
She weighs
nice.
135 pounds.
Yeah,
I weigh
100 pounds.
Admit,
you lost it there.
Yeah, I'm about 80 pounds more than she is.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
But there's something about seeing the two of you. I remember watching.
She's a Latina with months. Curves.
They're, yeah, that's what it is. That's
she's
the point.
A Latina
so why
with
is
curves.
That? Why does that bother anybody? Why does that statement bother anybody? It shouldn't bother anybody. I'm making him a compliment.
Well, that makes, yeah, but when you talk about my
listen
wife.
Listen to all
that,
of them. Yeah, but listen to everybody. That. Kenny yelling and Jennifer yelling. Come on. Yeah.
Well, you don't comment about another man's yeah. wife's rear end.
You do.
Of course well,
you
do. I don't.
But you don't that's do weird. It like you did it.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're lucky I know that you're just naive and kind of dumb about these things. Because really? Otherwise you'd be laying on the ground.
Okay. So it's a long reach from where you are.
I'd have Paul swing the mic arm and...
Paul's busy taking care of
he's
me.
He's taking your complaint.
You have to
right
know
now.
How to tell a brother that his wife is hot.
Just be like, hey, man, your wife
how
is
many
hot.
Times have I told you that I thought Janet was
and
hot?
And you always have, do it wrong.
Well,
you always do it in no, the, I'd God. Love to.
Yeah, you go creepy on it.
Yeah.
No,
instead
I've never said that to your wife. Then I know you'd pop me. I said that you were lucky. No, no, that's not fair.
It does get
that is not fair.
Comes across that way.
Oh, come
you
on.
May not think it does.
No.
We just had this conversation a little while ago.
You and I?
You tell listeners that they're upset with you only because they don't understand what you're
there
trying
you
to really say.
That's it, right. Okay.
Well, same thing here.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
all right.
Don't ever tell,
Michael,
tell my wife.
Tell Michael. You know, Michael will have to be proposed to because
Michael,
he won't
48?
Ask. Yeah, because he won't ask anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the girls that he talks to don't know how to speak English. Though,
that's right.
Much right. He's taking he's taking Chinese lessons as we speak.
Not Korean or Japanese or
Michael,
Vietnamese,
any
Cambodian.
On the internet this morning?
Yeah.
No. Still working on it.
Chef Louis, I propose we spend some time with Chef Louis.
Oh, you should see what he's got for us today.
Got some hot stuff today. Now, see, I'm talking about his hot stuff. Is that not appropriate?
So you are going to tell your friend not to ask her man to marry him, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's the end of that conversation, especially after what I just said to Rich. Whew. All right. Moving on.
Pop you.
Because anyway, you love me. I love your wife. I love... All right, enough of this. Come on.
Stop
let's
right
go.
Now.
Chef Louis is next here on Good Day.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's two-day fall favorite sale Friday and Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
All right, time now at 16 before the hour for our weekly visit from the chef himself. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here.
Chef.
He is the Good Day Chef. He's actually a fixer, goes around to lots of restaurants in the southeastern part of the country, especially works over their menu, the restaurant itself. He's a very good fixer, and when he travels around, he finds these great recipes that we love to share with you at Chef Louis' box, right-hand side of the homepage at DougStefan.com. Before we get today's recipe, let's talk about this restaurant in Chicago, Louis, that has created a new burger. The controversy isn't necessarily about the burger itself, but the context in which it is made. It is made with red wine sauce and topped with a communion wafer with the obvious intention of getting people to take, there are not enough people coming to church to do communion, so apparently this you go to this restaurant, you can take communion and have a hamburger at the same time. What do you think of that?
It almost sounds heavenly. I mean, if you really want to look at it in that sense.
But, you know, it's not the first time restaurants have used different churches to, you know,
really?
as either a mockery or something to make, you know, to make, you know, a recipe. There's been a lot of that over the years.
I didn't know that.
If you go back 30, 40 years ago, you know, lamb, you know, was touted as a biblical dish, and they used to call it that. You know,
really?
They would try and play on it. Yeah. You know, have your lamb feast now, you know, enjoy your paschal lamb early for Easter this year and that kind of stuff. And there's always a little bit of play on words with that in business.
So is now that I think about it, there is food that's traditional in various religions with various holidays. We always think about ham at Christmas for whatever the reason. I don't know why. Maybe that flies in the face because the original Christians were Jewish and they wouldn't touch ham.
Right.
So is this an up yours or the original? You got to wonder what that's all about. Why? How did the ham
tradition really make
start?
It separate? I think.
Yeah, really, to separate the Jews from the Christians. Okay.
Turn Hanukkah from Christmas to make it a really different affair. That's what I've always believed. Anyway,
so Jennifer,
it's nothing new in the food industry.
You're Catholic too, right?
Yes.
So, I'm a Catholic.
All right, that's
Catholic.
What I said, Jennifer.
Chef Lou
so
is a
if
Catholic.
You if you went to church and the priest served you a hamburger,
yes.
At communion, with it was made in red wine sauce and had a communion wafer. What would you think?
I'd say score.
Where's
but
the
that
fries?
Would never happen because it's a little disrespectful, I think, to serve a hamburger in red wine sauce
really?
With a wafer on it.
I bet
yeah.
you there's some progressive priest somewhere who will try to
no.
pull that off. What do you
I
bet?
I think that may not go over well.
You think not? It's an interesting idea, though. All right, Louis, what's
Francis
our
on the phone?
It'd be a typical potluck dinner.
Yeah, there you go.
Potluck in the church.
Yes, right. All right, so Louis, you have your recipe posted in the Chef Louis box home page. Mm-hmm. I just told everybody where it's right hand side home page. What is the recipe this week?
Well, in honor of October, you'll be getting a lot of squash recipes, and this first one is pumpkin bread. But this bread, if you follow the recipe, it's not going to come out like it's going to come out more bread-like than it does cake-like. And the reason why is a little trick that I learned, and I love doing this. Jennifer, Kenny, you probably tried this yourself. Take a slice of that pumpkin bread and put it in the toaster just like it was a slice of sandwich bread. And when it comes out, give it a nice, nice coating of cream cheese. But don't stop there, okay? Take some of the spice out of your spice rack that says pumpkin pie spice. All spice, cinnamon, nutmeg, clove, all mixed together. And you sprinkle that over the cream cheese on your pumpkin bread slice, and it's fantastic. And once you start learning to use some of your spices, you know, like we use cinnamon sugar on toast a lot of times, so why not use some of your other spice blends? And once you start using them, I just think that you'll never stop. You know, I've taken the pumpkin bread with cream cheese and put Asian fire spice on it.
Mm.
And what a spin that does. I mean, it just gives it a flavor. And it makes it a little star on your plate. It really does. So that's what I'd like people to try this week.
All right. So in terms of being on a scale of 1 to 10, difficult, not difficult to make, where does this fit?
This is a simple recipe. It has a few... I'm usually a 3 to 5 ingredient guy, and this one has about a dozen ingredients, but they're all minor ingredients. You know, you're talking about baking soda, baking powder, nutmeg, oil, water, some sugar, some flour, and then of course the pumpkin. It's not involved. It's just a few little items in there and your eggs. But once you put it together, moisten your flour in this liquid mix. You know, always start with your liquid, add your dry mix to it. Put it in an oven, you know, a 350 oven at 65 minutes or so, 60 minutes, and boom, there it is. You've got a loaf that is just unbelievably delicious.
Sounds excellent. You can find chronologically, collectively, all of Louis' recipes for breakfast, lunch, dinner, main course, salads, desserts. It really is a potpourri of great eating. Check it out, DougStephan.com, Louis' box right-hand side of the homepage at DougStephan.com.
Turn
your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi Kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled Terraganix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
On this program for a long time. Matter of fact, almost as long as we're starting our 26th year next week, end of the 25th year of the Good Day program this week. So I think as of Monday or Wednesday, whatever day it was, program gets started. So as many years as I've been doing this, almost as many years, Tom Parsons has been here from bestfares.com. So we're going to get the lowdown on travel, whether it's a cruise, whether it's an airline trip, renting cars. Tom's got the information. You might want to check out his website, too, which is bestfares.com. Every week, if you go to dougstefan.com and look for Tom's picture in the contributors box, click on that. It goes right to a special page he has with deals for Doug Stefan listeners. So we'll get the deal story in a moment here with Tom Parsons of Best Fares right after this on Good Day.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
I just can't handle this scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
All right, Tom Parsons is here. Information for free. And this is not a case where you get what you pay for, although sometimes I think with Tom that is the case, but hopefully not today. He's got lots of info on the best fares, the breaking news from... I was looking at actually a story about the new plane, the 787 that Boeing has, and the controversy about whether it's been properly vetted and engineered and you're going to be okay. They're going to make the plane bigger. They're going to stretch it. so they can be used in some circumstances like the 767 of today. That's a double aisle plane, isn't it? 787 is a double aisle plane?
It should be. Yeah, it's wide body.
Yeah, it's a wide body plane. Okay.
Yeah.
Wondering.
It has more fuel efficient. So it's supposed to take you about 8,000-9,000 miles, something like that.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the stuff this week. You're always looking for, because everybody wants to know where the deals are. Man, you and I tried hard this week to find deals. Domestic way of me having to get back and forth across the country quickly, and the prices were crazy. And this isn't even this is not a peak travel time. I had the last minute stuff, but even then, you can usually find one bargain, and we didn't find any.
We didn't find any between the East Coast to the West Coast, but we there are some in the Midwest and Chicago, and if you wanted to go, I live in Dallas, and if you want to go to Orlando, it's not on sale. The cheapest airfare ticket I found this weekend was $701.
From Dallas to Orlando?
Right.
Good Lord.
However,
it's an hour.
I can buy the ticket today, go tonight to Tampa, which is 1 hour. Tampa Airport to downtown Disney is 1 hour.
Yep.
Okay. For $179. Okay. And,
gosh, it's $20 to rent a car. What's a car? I rented a car. You'll enjoy this. I always go to Vroom 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 to rent my cars.
Right.
And they do a very good job of finding the cheapest price. So I like the Dodges, the Chargers, and that kind of a car. And so I look, and I like Enterprise, so I look for the prices, and I reserve what I usually do, and I get the Enterprise office. They don't have any. So what they put me in was a fire engine red Mustang convertible, which was kind of an interesting car. I haven't been in a Mustang for years.
Right.
It was kind of fun to drive it. Actually,
yep.
But these are very interesting to see how they want to have you pay more for the more expensive cars, but in fact, they really doesn't cost them any more money really to rent your expensive car than it does a cheap car. They just can jack up the rates because the car, in people's minds, that's a more expensive car, so it's worth more, right? Isn't that the psychology of that?
That's why I always take an economy car, and then when I get there, they usually never have one.
Right. Yeah. So you get an upgrade anyway. Yeah. But some of the prices are really good. I found it was $22 a day for this car out in Los Angeles. I thought that was pretty good. But you won't find those bargains unless you really work for them, especially when it comes to airfares. Check out Tom's bestfares.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.